in the field, it was really a question whether people really did believe these initial observations because it was so dramatic. And so we decided to test this in a controlled study.
The study involves 17 patients with depression. They were people like Christopher Stevens, who had tried lots of medications without success. After a single dose of ketamine, 12 of the 17 got better within hours, and they stayed better for a week or more. The result got international attention, and since then, Zarate has given ketamine to many more patients, including Stevens. Stevens himself has vivid memories of the day he got ketamine. It was a Monday morning, and he woke up feeling really bad. His mood was still dark when doctors put in an IV and delivered the drug.
Monday afternoon, I felt like a completely different person. It was, you know, same day effects. And, you know, I woke up Tuesday morning and I said, wow, there's stuff I want to do today. And I woke up Wednesday morning and Thursday morning. And for the first time in, I don't even remember, I actually wanted to do things. I wanted to live life.
About 18 months ago, researchers at Yale found a possible explanation for ketamine's effectiveness. It seems to affect the glutamate system in a way that causes brain cells to form new connections. Researchers have long suspected that stress and depression weaken some connections among brain cells. Ketamine appears to reverse the process.